Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and His truth is marching on. This is Dr. Cox, Master Time, presents the world today. My friends, my neighbors, my sisters and my brother, Jesus' disciple asked the Master, when is the end time? He said unto them, no man knows the end time. Even the angels that bow down before my fathers, they do not know the end time. But he also said unto them, when you see walls and rumors of wars, earthquake in divers places, famine, pestilence, nation rise up against nation, kingdom against kingdom. Right now, today, China is sending missiles to defend his little island that he built in the international waters. My Lord, the Philippines, the Jew, the Palestinians, the refugees from Syria, the refugees from Cuba. Oh, my Lord, what a time, what a day in which we now live. Now call, it's time to call upon the Lord. When the chips went down, I saw Daniel calling on the Lord. When things got to a height of no return, I saw Jacob calling on the Lord. Oh, when things got so burdensome in Egypt, I saw Moses calling on the Lord. Did Moses go down to Egypt and let my people go? Ah, thank you. I thank you, my Lord. I thank thee, my Lord. I thank thee, my God. I thank thee, my Lord. I thank thee. For thou calling, I saw Abraham calling on the Lord. I saw Amen. Calling on the Lord. I said, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friend and my neighbors, it's time to call upon the name of the Lord. Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Oh, my friend, today, your wars, your nation rise up against nation, kingdom against kingdom, house divided. Oh, the coming of the Lord, the coming of the Lord, the coming of the Lord is at hand. I can assure you, my friend, the coming of the Lord is at hand. And we all, those who are not ready today, need to make preparation and call upon the name of the Lord. You said, let the blind, let the dumb, let the naked, amen, let the thirsty, hungry, naked, sad, and bad, call upon the name of the Lord. Say, whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friend, today, the sun is shining, the sky of blue, but nations are warring against one another, family, neighbors against neighbors, family against father and son at war, mother and daughter at war. Brothers and sisters at war. You mean to say there's wars and rumors of wars. Every day, nation rise up against nation. I'm here today, beloved, to proclaim the word of God. I'm here to proclaim the word of God. I'm here, amen, say, let my people go, that he may serve you, O God. The coming of the Lord is near at hand. Said, whosoever called, whether you're a black man, whether you're a white man, you're brown, green, pink, whatever color or persuasion where you come from, whosoever called, you may call upon his name today, and he will set you free. He will pick you up. He will turn you around. Place your feet on a solid rock. He'll establish your going. He put a song in your heart. Praise it unto the Most High. With your mouth, knowing that he has set me free. I love it. The missile are steaming into the international waters right now. And China is on the move. My Lord. China, who is going to fight? America. China is on the move. China is on the move. My Lord, my eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and his truth is marching on. My eyes have seen this glory of the coming of the Lord, and his truth is marching on. I need not promotion, popularity. I have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb to carry this message to the uttermost part of the earth. My God and my Savior, my Lord and my Master, I'm calling on thee, calling on thee, O God, to make haste. There will be no flesh saved. My friend, amen. I want you to know I have the the Holy Spirit. I walk by faith, run by patience. Lift my prayer and labor by the power of the Almighty. My face is set. My gait is fast. My goal is heaven. My road is rough for my companion of few. My God are reliable. My mission is my mission is clear. I will not be bought, compromised, low way, deluded or delayed. Do not flinch. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice. Hesitate in the presence of adversary. Plunder out of the pool of my enemies, mandate in the pool of popularity, of mediocre. Mandate in the maze of mediocre. I won't shut up until I have stowed up, stayed up, paid up, and preached up for the cause of Jesus. I am a disciple of Jesus. I will speak until he come. And when he come for me, he shall know me. And I shall know him by the print of the nail in his hand. And he shall know me by his blood applied to my heart. Ah, my friend, I shall know him in the morning when the storm cloud rise no more. I shall know him in the morning when the daybreak break no more. And when the setting sun, go down no more, I shall know him in the morning. I shall know him in the morning. My friends, this is Dr. Cox, Master Time, presents the world today. My reading will be taking place from the first book of Corinthians, the 9th to the 14th. It reads as such. Am I not an apostle? Am I not free? Have I not seen Jesus Christ, O Lord? Or not he? Or not he work my work in the Lord? If I be not an apostle unto others yet, doubtless, I am to you. For the seed of doubtless, I am to you. For the seed of my apostleship, I in the Lord. My answer to them that do examine me is this. Have we not power to eat and drink? Have we not power to lead about a sister, a wife, as well as an apostle, and as the brethren of the Lord and Cephas? Oh, I only, Barnabas, have not we power to forbear working? Who goeth a warfare any time at his own charge? Who planted a vineyard and eateth not of the fruit thereof? Or who feedeth a flock and eateth not of who? Feeded it the milk of the flock. say I need things as a man? Or said not in the law, the same also. It is written in the law of Moses, thou shalt not muzzle the mouth of the ox that treadeth out the corn. Would God take care of oxes? Or say he is altogether for our sake? For our sake we doubt. This is written, that he that ploweth shall plow in hope, and that he that treadeth in hope shall be partakers of his hope. If we have sown in new spiritual things, it is a great thing if we shall reap the carnal things. If all us be partakers of the power over you, or not we rather, nonetheless, we have not used this power. But suffer all things, these we shall hinder the gospel of Christ. Do we not know that they which ministered about holy things live of the things of the temple, and they which wait at the altar are partakers with the altar. Even so had the Lord ordained that they which preach the gospel shall live of the gospel. For I hindered none of these things, neither have I written these things, that it shall be so done unto me. For it were better for me to die than that any man shall make my glory void. For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of, when necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. For if I do these things willingly, I have a reward. But if against my will and dispense gospel is committed unto me, I say to dispense the gospel, to share the gospel, is indebted, is committed. God has committed him. God has committed us to suspend this gospel throughout the world. What is my reward then? Verily that, when I preach the gospel, I may make the gospel of Christ without charge. That I abuse not my power in the gospel. My friends, as I foretold you over and over, there is no charge to call upon the name of the Lord. Because if you call upon the name of the Lord, you shall be saved. For though I be free from the all men, yet have I made myself servant unto all, that I might gain the more. And unto the Jew, I become a Jew, but I may gain a Jew. To them that are under the law, as under the law, that I may gain them that are under the law. To them that are without law, as without law, being not without law to God, but under the law to Christ, that I might gain them that are under the law. To the weak, because I became I as weak, that I may gain the weak. I am made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. And this I do for the gospel's sake, that I might be partakers thereof with you. Knowing ye not that they which run in a race all run. Say, run all, but one receiveth the prize. So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for mastery is tempted in all things. Now, they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we are incorruptible. I therefore run, so run. I therefore so run, not as uncertainty. So fight I, not as one that beateth the air. But I know, but I keep under my body all and bring it under subjection. Least that by any measure, when I have preached to others, I myself be a castaway. My friend, before I leave you, I want you to know this is Dr. Cox Master Time. If this reading means something to you today, you can call 305-836-9545. Or you can write 9350 Northwest 23rd Avenue, Miami 23147. Or if you're in the city of Miami, you can come by the Tabernacle, 1351 Northwest 67th Street, Miami, Florida, where the Tabernacle is on the right. Bishop Walter Harris Richardson is the pastor and overseer. And you can hear the testimony. You can see the people who have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And my friend, you too, if you call upon the name of the Lord, you too will have a testimony of say. You have a song that the angel can sing. I have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. My friend, today, it is a sure possibility that I guarantee you will sing your song. You'll have a song in your heart. And a praise unto the Most High God in your mouth. I have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Father, in the name of Jesus, before I leave you, I want you to know there are two trains. One is going up, and one is going down. The upward train is bound for glory, where the gates are pearl, and the streets of gold, and the silver water running down the throne of God. The angels bound down, and the cherubim hide the face of God, saying, holy, holy, my Lord, all day, all night. There ain't no night there. It's all days. Ah, and the luscious garden in the background, where the tree of life stands. Where did you welcoming you to take and eat of the tree of life, where you'll never die. My friends, the other train is bound downward, and it's called the hellbound train. My friend, the devil said, you have paid your way. You have lied. You have murdered. You have cheated. You have distorted. You have backbite. You have lied upon. All the abominable things you have done, that had paid your way on this hellbound train. And he said, I'll land you safe. I said, make no mistake. You're in the right place. I'll land you safe in the lake of fire. I'll land you safe because you have paid your fare. You have paid me to land you in the lake of fire where the worm die not and the fire not quench. Oh, my friend, today, but you have another opportunity. Whosoever call, as long as the breath in your body, there is still an opportunity that you can call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. Oh, so you too can get on the heaven-bound train where the gates of pearl on the streets of gold. The angels bow down, praising God, holy, holy. But you, see, I set before thee an open door, blessing and a cursing. Choose ye this day. Make your choice this day. Choose ye this day. Choose ye this day. For who? Are you on the heaven-bound train or on the hell-bound train? Either one of those trains. If you're not on the right train, you can get off. Get on the perfect train that you paid your fare on. And you too can sing the song, I have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. It's a marvelous, marvelous. It's a marvelous feeling of being redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. As I leave you today, I leave you with a challenge. Challenge you to call upon the name of the Lord with a sincere heart. And I want you to see the difference. May God bless you. As I leave you today, don't let it say it too late to enter the course of the day, not prepare to meet your God. To enter the course of the day, don't let it be said too late. Well, you know, there's a great day coming. There's a sad day coming. It can be a glad day for you, but it'll be a sad day for you if you fail to get on the heaven-bound train. And if you fail, it'll be a glad day for you if you decide to get on the heaven-bound train. And my friend, as I plead with you, as I leave you, I pray to God that you will make a decision and get on the heaven-bound train. I'm bound for glory. And what a great day it'll be for you. What a glad day it'll be for you that you are.